Good evening.
Good evening.
There you go. Hey, we've been having some awesome services. God has been moving in mighty and powerful ways. If you've missed it, you've missed it, but you didn't miss it tonight. If tonight you will obey the Spirit of the Lord and do what He says, if we all will do that, then we'll have church. We'll go home a lot better than we came in. If you're lost, you go home saved. If you're saved, you go home stronger and closer. So has God been good to you today?
Amen.
Anybody want to stand before we get going? Let us know what God's done. All right, we're going to sing in congregation. Listen, at any time during this service, during the singing, preaching, praying, the altar's open. If you need Jesus, He's here. He's available. Just listen and obey.
Get your hymnal. Let's all stand. Turn to 137. 137.
Sing the wondrous love of Jesus. Sing His mercy and His grace. In the mansions bright and blessed, He'll prepare for us a place. When we all get to heaven, what a day of rejoicing that will be. When we all see Jesus, we'll sing and shout the while we walk the pilgrim pathway, clouds will overspread the sky. But when traveling days are over, not a shadow, not a sign. When we all get to heaven, what a day of rejoicing that will be. When we all shout the victory. Onward to the prize before us. Soon His beauty we'll behold. Soon the pearly gates will open. We shall tread the streets of gold. When we all get to heaven, what a day of rejoicing that will be. When we all see Jesus, we'll sing and shout the victory.
Amen. Amen. We're going to shout one day. You might as well start now.
Yeah.
Might as well start it now and let the praises fly. Let the praises raise. I want to read one verse to you, if I can find it with my blind eyes. Psalms 22, verse 3 says, now, I'm going to ask you a question. How many of you want the Spirit of the Lord to move tonight?
Amen.
How many of you want the Spirit to drop down in a powerful way?
Sure.
How many of you want God to move in your life tonight? All right. So here's what the Bible says in Psalms 22, verse 3. Thou art holy, O thou inhabitest the praises of His people.
Amen.
You want God to come down? Send your praises up.
Amen.
Don't hold back tonight. If God wants you to say something, do something, say it, do it, shout it, sing it. Run it, jump it, whatever. If it's in the Lord, it's what we need. It's what we need. So don't hesitate. Don't hold back. Let it go. Let go and let God. We want to go to prayer. Does anybody have any requests? Amen.
We went to Tennessee today, and on our way there, we seen a wreck, and it involved a truck that was on fire. The cab part, all it was coming up to the back part of the truck, and there was a car involved also. So I'd just like to say a prayer for those families that was in those vehicles that, you know, that they got out safe, because we didn't get to stop and see if that happened, but other people were there.
We need to remember Bernard's baby. I believe he had his surgery today.
Good, good.
Probably I should continue to remember Ken Jones.
remember the service tonight. Pray that God does move and that we obey and we listen. When I was leaving work, I was pulling out of our parking lot. I had a customer to say, hey, can you back up for a minute? She proceeded to tell me about her daughter and son-in-law, or son and daughter-in-law, and they're being, Satan's really fighting them right now, attacking them. They need our prayer. She said, please pray, please pray. Remember the preacher? Yeah. All right, I would ask you to do one thing in this prayer. Ask God if he has something for you to do. And tell him if he tells you he has something, tell him you'll do it. And then just obey. If everybody would, just lead out in your own prayer.
Shall always be my song of praise, for it was grace that bought my liberty. just why he came to love me so. He looked beyond my fault and saw my need. I shall forever lift mine eyes to Calvary to view the cross where Jesus died for me. How marvelous the grace that brought my falling soul. He looked beyond my fault and saw
got a word. I do. Yeah, Joe.
Lord, be good to me. I've had a lot of trouble lately, but you know, give me a privilege to be here tonight, and I'm thankful. Don't forget the more trouble I had. I'm thankful. The Lord's blessed me.
Yeah, bless you, Joe.
I was just thinking about my little granddaughter, Jenna. We had a parent, Romney, school of blind. And it's worked out good. She's doing good.
Man.
But I was thinking about the thrill she gave my heart here when I got to see her here after not seeing her for a few weeks. We got her out of her van, brought her in the house, and she see me and she said, Papa.
Yeah, yeah.
That just thrilled me to death.
Yeah. Amen.
That guy got me right in the heart. You know?
Right.
I'm so thankful that she's in our life. I know it's rough, and you know, the way she's developed, the problems she's had. But still, with all those problems and everything, she has been truly a blessing to us.
Yeah. Amen.
And I thank the Lord for her.
Amen.
And I thank the Lord for them. I know the last three or four revivals I never missed a night. This is the first night I've been to this one, and I'm not bragging about that because I just don't feel good about it. But my heart was here, I wasn't here. But I'm thankful.
Bless you, Jeff.
I just pray for you.
Bless you, Joe.
That I can be out here tonight and be with y'all. And I hope I get better, you know.
Sure.
My diabetes is really hitting me hard right now, and that's the problem. I'm having a little bit of trouble getting around, but no, the Lord's good.
Amen.
Sure.
Yeah.
He's blessed me all my life.
Sure.
And I have no complaints. You know, I'm 76 years old, and He has truly blessed me.
Amen.
So y'all remember me when you pray.
Amen. Bless you, Joe. Yeah, somebody else.
Amen.
Somebody else.
Oh, that would be all right, but it's for letting me be here.
Yeah. Man,
I get to be here.
Yeah.
But I was when you said to ask the Lord if there was anything you want me to do, I said, you know, I need to get up and thank Him for letting me.
Amen.
Yeah.
Back in that class with little Jim. about the good news and get as many people to come here
right.
as what they do when they go out and tell about the bad news and everybody going out to protest.
Right.
Tell bad news and get thousands and thousands of people out there.
Yeah.
That's for nothing. You know, and they could come here and get saved.
Amen.
Okay.
Yeah. Amen. Yeah. Yeah. Somebody else. It's your service, your time. Your service, your time. Anybody else? Well, I got to tell you, my day. I want to thank God for my day. I told you yesterday that I had a feeling all day. You know, God was letting me know something was going on, and it ended up a phone call I didn't want to get in the afternoon. The phone call ended this morning, and the situation worked out perfect. Nothing harm, no harm done. Everything went good, smooth. I couldn't believe it. And you know what? I didn't even ask God to move in that. Call me dumb, but I didn't pray about it. So God moved anyway. God said, you know what? I love you anyway. I love you anyway, so I'm just going to make it all work out, and all worked out. So it worked out. Then I got a call this afternoon, on something that we have been going through for quite some time now, and God worked it all out. I mean, God is good. If you don't know God's good, then you don't know God, because He's working things out in ways that I can. And in His time, not my time, and His way, not my way, but He loves me enough to do that for me. I don't do enough for Him, but He does way more than enough for me. And I was going to wait till I got down there and let Singer sing, but I just couldn't, because God's just too good. God had blessed me today, and I had a good day all because of Him, and I just want you to know, God is good. If you don't know that God is good, you don't know God, get to know God, and then you'll know He's good. We're going to have the preacher sing. That's right, we're going to double working tonight. The preacher will preach later, but right now, the preacher, Jeff, and his family are going to sing for us. You obey God. Make yourself at home. Come on up. If God wants you to testify, testify. If He wants you to pray, pray. You mind the Spirit, God will bless you all over.
Amen. Boy, I'm glad to be saved tonight. Thank God. Glad to know Jesus. Just thinking, as the brother was leading the service, I was thinking of that scripture, 1 Thessalonians 5:18 says, in everything, give thanks. Do you know God's not going to come down and take your thanks? Amen. But He said, in everything, give thanks. Huh? For this is the will. You want to know what God's will for your life is? He said, in everything, give thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Hebrews 13:15 says, by Him, therefore, let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually. That is the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to His name. And one scripture said, give thanks at the remembrance of His holiness. So I appreciate God tonight and all that He's done. Appreciate you that are here tonight. See some of our friends from Grace. And I thought, well, we just sang at Grace the other night. Got to sing some different songs. But, hey, if we do exact repeat, we just want to mind the Lord. Can we just do that tonight? Do what God says. And I promise you, if you mind the Lord, we'll leave here different than when we came in. Amen. So praise the Lord. I have a friend who is so kind and true, one who is faithful, and he is dependable too, one who can make your life anew. He is Jesus.
first and the last. He's my Father, He's my friend. Without Him I would fall, but He's with us so we can stand. He is Jesus, He is Christ. That was my friend who came and left the throne on high. They could find not one fault in Him, but they sentenced Him to die. He's my joy, my strength. It's in Him where all my hopes lie. He groped along the street with his hands stretched out for pennies or just a bite to eat. It is the story of the blind man who met Jesus on his way, and with the Master's touch the man looked up as the scoffers heard him say, "Somebody touch me, oh, somebody touch me, for I was blind, but praise His name, I now can see. I was in darkness when Jesus found me, and since He touched me, crippled man, made him get up and walk again. The Master saw with pleasure he'd labor not in vain. Just like the story of the crippled man, I once was bound by sin, but then the Master came. Oh, praise His name, thank God I live.
Somebody touch me.
Oh, I'm so glad somebody touched me. For I was blind, but praise His name, I now can see. I was in darkness when Jesus found me, and since He touched me, in darkness when Jesus filled me, and since He touched me, I now am free.
I now am free.
Oh, yes, I am
free.
glad about it tonight. Oh, somebody touch me. Oh, somebody touch me. For I was blind, but praise His name, I now can see. I was in darkness when Jesus found me. Thank God. Anybody free here tonight? Thank God. Free. Well, bless His name. Jesus said, if you continue in My word, you're My disciples indeed. And ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. They said, well, we're Abraham's children. We've never been in bondage to any man. Jesus said, whosoever commits sin is the servant of sin. The servant abideth not forever, but the Son abideth forever. And if the Son therefore shall make you free, thank God you shall be free indeed. Galatians 5:1 says, stand fast therefore in the liberty wherewith Christ hath made us free, and be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage. I'm glad I'm saved tonight. Thank God. Glad I'm going to heaven. Sing another old song out of the hymn book. Amen. Somebody want to testify while she finds out those words really quick.
I'm thankful to be here. I appreciate the Lord. I don't know which I'm more excited about, them hearing you sing them old songs that I love, or just getting to be here. Whichever one, I'm thankful. I'm thankful for the Lord. I came from the doctor's office. You know, all he had was bad news. Said I had high blood pressure, I'm early diabetic. He said, you don't act like you're afraid. I said, you're going to scare me with heaven? Come on. That just means I get to go sooner. I'm thankful. Yeah. I'm thankful. I don't want to be sick now. Don't get taken the wrong way. But I'm thankful for the Lord. I'm thankful I'm on my way, enjoying the ride. Ain't he been good to us?
Yeah.
Blessed us tremendously. And I just got to work one more day this week, and I'm off for a couple weeks. Thank God. Thank God He's good. Pray for me.
Try to get Chris to sing bass for us tonight, and he just wouldn't do it. So, amen.
I remember the time when in darkness I wandered farther from home. I traveled so long.
Like the prodigal son,
all my goods I had squandered, sadly I roamed.
But the Savior came in
and He gave me a song. 'Twas a beautiful song.
Save me that day.
I can never forget when He
spoke to me gently. Follow thou me.
In the fountain of life,
there's a balm for your soul. There's a balm for your soul.
So I heeded his voice.
So I heeded his voice.
He was thinking intently.
Gladly I see
his marvelous grace.
Through his marvelous grace, I am happy and whole. I am happy and I can tell you now the time.
Wonderful grace,
my wonderful grace. But I cannot tell you how.
Oh, I know not the how.
And I cannot tell you why.
And I know not the why.
But he will tell me all
about. Oh, he will tell me all about.
In the by and by, in the by and by.
I can't tell you now the time.
I can tell you the time.
I can take you to the place.
I can show you.
And I cannot tell you why.
And I know not the why.
He will tell me all about it.
He will tell me
all. Oh, in the by and by.
In the by and by.
Oh, by. Well, I can tell you now the time.
I can tell you the
Lord,
time.
God, I can tell. Save me by his wonderful grace,
by his wonderful grace.
But I cannot tell you how.
For I know not the how.
And I cannot tell you why.
And I know not the why.
But he'll tell me all about it.
He will tell me all about it in the by and by. Oh, let's just sing it one more time. Well, I can tell you now the time.
I can tell you the time.
I can take you to the place.
I can show you.
I never forget that day. Thank God. I like what Brother Al said the other night. Temperature's good up here. Thank God. I'm glad I'm saved by the good grace of God. Amen. May not have a lot of money to my name, but I'm saved. Thank the Lord. Maybe talked about, lied on, false accused, all that good stuff, but I'm still saved by the good grace of God. One day I'm going to make it to heaven, and it will not be because I've done anything worth saving, not because I've done anything that gave me some sort of right, but the only reason I'm going to make it is because 22 years ago, this last month, heaven visited by Garrett Spinn at that Little Elizabeth Baptist Church. Heaven came down that night, saved my soul. I've never been the same since, and honey, it's just as good today as it was 22 years ago. Glory to God, if the Lord doesn't come back for then 22 years from now, it'll still be just as good then as it is today. I don't know about you, but I'm glad to be saved tonight. I'm glad to be on my way to heaven without a shadow of any doubt. Thank God the devil don't like, but that's all right. Thank God I'm going to heaven, and I know that I am tonight. Thank God forever for his grace. Somebody want to jump up and say something for Jesus?
That's about all I remember. I don't know how. I mean, I know by grace through faith, but I still don't know how kneeling down at that altar changed my life. I don't know why Jesus did it, but thank God I know he done it.
Amen.
Hallelujah, and I thank God. I remember the place. That's, what is that, 14 years? Yeah, a little bit over, something like that. Thank God the devil told me, and I believed it for a while, that I would regret it. But thank God, I love the old song that says, I don't regret a mile. Yeah. I've traveled for the Lord. I don't regret the time. I've trusted in His Word. Yes, I've seen the days go by, many days without a song, but I don't regret a mile. Right. I've traveled for the Lord. Hallelujah. Only thing I know tonight is I don't regret a mile. And I remember tonight He saved me. I love Him, and I'm glad to be saved too. Thank
Amen.
God.
Amen. Amen.
That's right.
People don't know what they're missing when they don't come out to the house of the Lord. I mean, it makes you feel so wonderful.
Oh, bless your name.
And I'm just sitting here thinking, is he going to be able to preach at the same time?
I want you to sing that song. Sounds like home to me. Okay?
Yes, yes, Lord.
Thank you, buddy.
Amen. Thank the Lord. We won't sing all night. We'll get that. 3 weeks from tonight, if something doesn't happen before then, we'll be having a new baby. Thank the Lord. And you know, Brother Chris, that took about half the songs we sing out, because about this point this last month, she can't breathe. But I appreciate God's been good to me. He's been better to me than I deserve, and so He has every one of you. And I appreciate Him tonight. Thank God. Sing a couple more. Do you know how it feels to know something's missing, to hear a still small voice you just keep dismissing? Do you know how it feels to be troubled inside and to think just for you on a cross someone died? Do you know how it feels when He knocks to surrender, have your sins washed away and never to be remembered? And know that it's real, tell me, do you know how it feels? You're a child of the King, your heavenly Father. He owns everything. How does it feel to know you are loved by the One who created the stars up above? How does it feel to know you're all right when you lay your head on your pillow each night? Feels when your cold heart has melted and the tears started flowing the moment you felt it. Do you know how it feels to know you've been changed and it seems that the whole world has been rearranged? How does it feel wherever you roam, you still get a feeling you're not at home, knowing Israel? Tell me, do you know how it feels? Oh, if you know it, just sing. Then how does it feel to know you're a child of the King, your heavenly Father? He owns everything. How does it feel to know you are loved by the One who created the stars above? To know you're all right when you lay your head on your pillow.
if I had hope only in this world below, I'd be covered with trouble. There'd be no place to go. But when I met Jesus and started believing, I got filled with His love, cleansed by His blood. I just started living. Oh, I just started living. I found me a brand new life. He changed my direction, and He washed away all my strife. I'm a newborn believer. Don't you look at me funny, you old prophet of doom. I'm not one bit discouraged, and I'm feeling no gloom. Here's why: 'cause He gave us His Spirit, and it's totally thrilling. I gave up on pouting. There's no time for doubting. I just started living. Oh, thank God, I just started living. What about you? I found me a brand new life. He changed my direction, and He washed away all my strife. I'm a newborn believer.
Two more and get out of your way tonight.
Amen. You happen to be saved.
Say something in your mic, little Andrew. Amen. Say something in your mic.
One, two.
Go ahead.
I've already said something, but I can't. You know, with your song talking about now and knowing the time and knowing the I don't know the exact month. I know it was a Sunday night. I know it was the fall. I know it was 1989. I know I sat back there, and somehow, I don't know how, but I ended up right here.
Yeah.
Right here.
Yeah.
I ended up, and when I got up, I was saved. I gave my life back to God, and He took it. I don't know how I got from there to there, and I don't know how He saved me, and I don't know why He saved me, but I know that He did.
Yeah.
And that's all I know. Yeah. And when the devil tries to tell me I'm not, I just go, block 7, free will battle, say no.
Get saved tonight.
Yeah,
that's all I got. Just get saved tonight.
Right.
Praise the Lord. Thankful for your life, and I do.
sometimes I enjoy fellowship with her. I know she's elder, she's lost her husband, and I know that there was an old gospel album sitting by the door a few times. I walked in there, and I started looking to them one day. I don't know why I did. Didn't recognize any of them, but they was down in Crum, West Virginia, recording called River and Studio in Crum, West Virginia. But they were out of Huntington, and they were all the Beehives, so you know we're talking 60s and stuff, and there was all this older stuff. Well, I took it home, and she said, "Paul, go ahead and take them for $3. I said, "Oh, no, Ruth, honey, they're worth at least $5. Let me give you $5. No, and so we paid her, and I gave her $5. I went ahead and took them home. Well, that afternoon, I started listening to a song that was called God Walks the Dark Field.
Yeah.
Why would I do that for? I was over the rock and roll world. That's where I was at for many, many years,
that's
concerts
cool.
and stuff. But I was drawn to do that. Next thing you know, I liked it so much, I played it the second time.
Yeah.
God Walks the Dark Field, the highways and byways. I mean, it was just beautiful to me. Because
yeah.
I know good and well we all go through the storms of life.
Yes.
So next thing I know, I went and showered and got ready to go to a revival at New Prospect Church up on a hill in Lake Fork. This is a Wednesday night. I'm a one-man caravan. Many times, I went out by myself. That doesn't make me special. I'm drawn to the Lord. He I need him. He blesses me when I go and be with the family like this. This is a blessing to me.
Yes.
So I'll finish it up. As I went up there, next thing you know, one chord was playing. And, yeah, would you guess what? Come on up here. God walks the dark hill. Just 2 hours earlier, I heard that song for the first time in my life.
Bless you.
Played it twice. They started the song out. I cried, screamed, shouted, and carried on something awful. And I did, because I knew good and well at that time the Lord gave me assurance that
yes.
I was saved.
Yeah.
Because
yes.
I was
yeah.
doing the right thing. What is that? That's being about the Father's business.
Yeah.
That's
right.
Not being about the trappings and the snares of the world.
Right.
I wasn't. I was being obedient. I've done something as a favor of a friend that keeps blessing me back. So
yes.
I keep going out, and it keeps blessing me back.
Yes.
I keep
yes.
giving out, and it keeps bringing back.
Yeah.
That's the way it is. That's
right.
why we get lifted up. Because
yeah.
we
yeah.
know that it's because of the Lord.
Yes.
So I'd like to thank this young man right here and his family for
yes.
being here. It's always exciting to be with him. I've been at many revivals with many of you, and I thank you
Bless
for putting
you.
Up with my great spirit. Because it's because of the Lord. It's not because of me. But I do get to experience it. So I do have a loving life that I live now that's way different than I ever imagined that I would live.
Thank
He's
God.
Changed my life,
yeah.
and I thank him for that.
Yeah.
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 Amen.
Yeah.
Praise
the
Lord.
Bless
him.
Thank
God.
Bless
him.
1, 2.
God, I'm washed in His blood, His love.
Sing his song, then we'll be done. Sing that brother's one song. Be done. Amen. We'll try to put all this together. I dreamed of a city called glory, so bright and so fair. When I entered the gates, I cried, "Holy!" And the angels all met me there. They showed me from mansion to mansion. All of my loved ones, they knew me well. And they carried me all through heaven. The scenes were too numerous to way back on Calvary.
cares why, for saving a sinner like me. Oh, so then I bowed on, praise the Lord,
my knees and cried, holy, he's holy.
Oh, I'm so glad that our God is holy.
I see a beautiful gate that I long to pass through, where loved ones now wait. Someday I'll go there and it will swing wide. Then I'll be so glad I'm on the inside. In visions I see a beautiful gate that I long to pass through, where loved ones now wait. Someday I'll go there and it will swing. Then I'll be so glad I'm on the inside. And loved ones I'll be. Oh, what a glad day when the blessed home gate swings open for me. Oh, glory to God, I'm in that good way, and we shall reach home some wonderful day. We'll sweep through the gate and join that glad throng with all the redeemed. I'll sing a new song inside the home gate with Jesus and loved ones I'll be. Oh, what a glad day when the blessed home gate swings open for me. Anybody glad you're going tonight? All glory to God, I'm in that good. It's a good way, and we shall reach home. the gate and join the glad throng with all the redeemed. I'll sing a new song inside the home gate with Jesus and loved ones. I'll be. Oh, what a glad day when the blessed home gate swings open for me. Now, I don't want to wear you out tonight, but sometimes, Brother Chris, you get a glimpse, don't you? Sometimes you feel a good breeze from yonder's world, and you begin to feel that tug from over yonder. And we used to have an old deacon, he'd say, that's what's ahead that keeps us on going. That's the truth tonight. I'm glad there's something way better than this that we're experiencing. Now, this is wonderful, but I'm glad we're going to be somewhere one day after a while. Thank God, no tears, no heartaches, no sorrows. I'm glad I'm going to heaven tonight. Sometimes I just get a vision of that through the Word of God, begins to tell me what it's like. And one thing, I'll be glad, thank God, that I'm on the inside. Thank God. Let's sing. Can we sing just a little bit more? Can we mind Him tonight? Can you just rear back and praise you? Oh, in visions I see a beautiful gate that I long to pass through, where loved ones now wait. Someday I'll go there and it will swing wide, and I'll be so glad I'm on the inside, inside the home gate. Oh, with Jesus and loved ones I'll be. Oh, what a glad day when the blessed home gate swings open for me. This is my testimony. Oh, glory to God, I'm in that good way. And we all shall reach home some wonderful day. We'll sweep through the gate and join that glad throng with all of the redeemed. We'll sing a new song, thank God, inside the home gate with Jesus and loved ones I'll be. Oh, what a glad day when the blessed home gate swings open for me. When the blessed home gate swings open for me. And we shall reach home. Wonderful day. We'll sweep through the gate and join. Glory to God. With all the redeemed, I'll sing a new song. Oh, inside the home gate. Glory to God. Oh, with Jesus and loved ones I'll be. Oh, what a glad day when the blessed home gate swings open for. Oh, inside the home gate with Jesus and loved ones I'll be. Oh,
wonderful day.
worship Him tonight. Inside the home gate. Oh, with Jesus and loved ones I'll be. Oh, what a glad day when the blessed home gate swings open for me. Oh, I don't want to wear you out. Glory to God. I don't want. Well, bless His name. Well, in visions I see. Can't you see it? A beautiful gate that I long to pass through, where loved ones now wait. Someday I'll go there, and it will swing, and we'll be so glad. I'm on the inside. Oh, glory to God. But are you happy you're in that good way? Oh, glory to God. I'm in that good way. And we shall reach home some wonderful day. We'll sweep through the gate and join that glad throng with all the redeemed. I'll sing a new. Oh, but you got it by now. Let's sing it all together. Oh, inside the home gate with Jesus and loved ones I'll be. Oh, what a glad day when the blessed home gate swings open for me. When the blessed home gate swings open for me.
That's Judy.
I just saw that night and didn't know to preach yet. Yeah. I thank God. I'm praising that one day He reached down and touched me.
Bless you, Judy.
I wasn't worthy. But He loved me enough to reach down and save my life a lot of years ago. I've failed Him so many times, but He's never failed me. And I'm so thankful to be here tonight. This has blessed my heart.
Yeah.
And I just want to praise His name.
Sure.
I want to hear the preaching, but I love my Lord.
Yeah, amen.
I thank God for my presence here tonight. And if you don't know Him, I would surely recommend
Him. That's right.
You see what He can do for
you.
Do is open up your heart and let Him come in, and He will. Amen. I love Him tonight.
Amen. Yeah. Somebody else.
Real quick, I was thinking as they sang that line that one day I'll be so glad I'm on the inside.
And
I thought about Noah on the ark.
Yeah.
And if you study the story, you'll find that they were on the ark for 1 year and 10 days. And it rained 40 days, 40 nights, but they were on that ark for 1 year and 10 days in length. And you start to thinking about what all they had to endure on that ark. With all them animals, and there was no restrooms, y'all follow me? And it must have smelled pretty bad. And it must have been pretty complicated at times, and Noah probably thought, well, why in the world am I on here?
It's an awful place
to be. I mean, I can't stand it.
It's so bad.
And I wonder one day down the road if they asked them, said, how did you make it with all that stench and all that smell? And how'd you endure 1 year and 10 days with all that going on? And I wonder if Noah said, well, it's a whole lot better on the inside than it is on the outside. One day I'm going to a place that's going to be much better than on the inside than it is on the outside. And I'm so glad that I remember the day when the Lord saved me on June 22nd, 1996.
Amen.
And listen, they often persecute us and say, it's not worth it to go to church. It's not worth it to be with all those hypocrites. Hey, religion's just a crutch and all these things, but I got news for the world tonight.
Yes,
it's a whole lot better on the inside.
Yeah. Somebody else. All right. Now that was the appetizer. Now the main course right here. Pray for him. Pray for him.
I don't even know what to say. I don't. I just feel like somebody else ought to mind the Lord, I'll be honest. Thank the Lord. It's real tonight. Somebody else. Because we know what we know, and we're not better than them, but we're better off. And the present.
pilgrims in this world. Right. But this is not our home.
Right.
And I'm blessed today. Thank you for being with us.
I just want to read one scripture to you, and that's all I feel led to do. I'll be honest. I feel God's done his part tonight. Go ahead.
I was thinking the book of Psalms. We're all sitting here, spirits are flowing, and we're being quiet. And he said, let everything that hath breath.
Yep. Bless you, Donnie.
Yeah. And we're all just sort of sitting here, and I'm sure we all should stand tonight for what we feel here.
Yes.
Yes. And I will praise him tonight.
Amen.
And as I say in the book of Psalms, that's what he says for us to do.
Yeah.
To praise him and honor him.
Amen.
I just want to praise him and honor him. I'm not like you. I feel like the Lord has passed by.
Yeah.
He's filled this place.
Yeah.
The last couple of nights. I'm glad we're redeemed in the blood.
Amen.
Yeah.
Thank the Lord.
Amen.
Yeah, that's the truth.
Just to mind the Lord.
That's right.
But this scripture says, and everybody could probably quote it verbatim with me, but John said this, and I like what he said, and I saw a new heaven.
Yeah.
Huh?
Uh-huh.
And a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth were passed away.
Yeah.
There was no more sea. And I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people. God himself shall be with them and be their God. And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes. There shall be no more death, neither sorrow nor crying. Neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away. And he that sat upon the throne said, behold, I make all things new. And he said unto me, write, for these words are true and faithful. And he said unto me, it is done. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. I will give unto him that is athirst of the fountain of the water of life freely. He that overcometh shall inherit all things, and I will be his God, and he shall be my son. Thank the Lord. Somewhere just across the Jordan River is a place of everlasting joy and peace, where the tree of life is blooming there forever, and a crown of life is waiting there for me. Sounds like home to me. That's where I long to be. There'll be no tears to dim my eyes again. The hills will echo with the story as we sing of his grace and glory. The saints of God will be, that sounds like home to me. Now I read there's
there's mansions there inside that city. There's a crystal river that's flowing by the tree of life. And no pain or disappointment's there to hurt us. Oh, and Jesus Christ Himself, He's gonna be the light. Where I long to be, there'll be no tears to dim our eyes again. The hills will echo with the story as we sing of His grace and glory, where the saints of God will be. That sounds like home to me, where the saints God will be. That sounds like home to me. I'm going to ask Brother Al, come on, brother. You, Pastor, come take care of it. Give the invitation. Do what you feel like doing, brother.
But I'll tell you what, if I wasn't saved, I thought as this fellow was talking and telling us about, and I thought, you know what? We ought to be getting to practice. We ought to be getting to practice. He's going to take us home after a while. He's going to sing. We invite you. Don't just open whatever you need. You don't have to tell nobody but Him. That's the only one. He said, cast all your care upon Him. He cares for you. He cares for you. They're going to sing, and we invite you to come.
What good is life with all its fear, and though the sun may shine, though I should live a million years and not know go, and heartbreaks have to mend. Still come what may, I'll always know that Jesus my friend. The treasures of this world came by. The peace that Jesus gives. This hope that I have can satisfy, and it's because I know He lives. He's all I want. He's all I need. This Jesus so about Jesus. Hebrews 13 says, wherefore Jesus, that he might sanctify the people with his own blood, he suffered without the gate. Isn't it something that Jesus suffered outside so that we could come inside? And I appreciate him tonight. I appreciate him.
Oh, dear Lord, save my family.
This is my wife, Allison.
And Ethan is, will be here in about 3 weeks. And that's my wife's, you can tell she's their twins, twin sister. And that's Ash, that's Ashley, that's Ashley's little, that's Ashley's two boys, Andrew and Aaron. And I'll never forget, my mom's back there, and my brother's wife, and I appreciate her. She's in a meeting in Ripley, and Mom texted her on the way here and told her to stop by, and I appreciate her stopping by. We baptized little Andrew earlier this year, the one that sang. And we have about two. The Lord's blessed us with 5 acres, 2.5 we mow. It takes me about 2 hours or so to mow that little piece of property that God's blessed us with. And Andrew had prayed and he'd gotten saved and was going to baptize him. And I said, Andrew, just tell me. There's not a wrong answer. Just tell me why do you want to be baptized? He said for about 5 seconds. He said, well, I know I'm saved. So that's good enough for me.
Amen.
Out of the mouth of babes.
Yeah.
Thank God forever. And I appreciate God.
Amen.
What a wonder He is.
Yeah.
Isaiah said His name shall be called Wonderful.
Yeah. Amen.
Counselor. If you ever needed a counselor.
Mighty God. Amen. Prince of Peace.
Mighty God. Everlasting Father.
Yes.
Prince of Peace.
Yes.
And I thank You for letting us come preach this week, and I thank You for letting us come sing. You may find better singers, but I promise you, you will not find anybody that enjoys it anymore.
Amen.
Because we've got something to sing about, don't we?
Yes.
We've got a good God.
Yes.
He's worthy to be praised in the tabernacle.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen.
And let me say this too. I meant to say this, and I'm done. God's blessed me. Grandma and Grandpa both saved. My only brother saved. My mom saved. My dad saved. He's only been saved, 6 years? Allison's mom and dad travel the country and doing prison work, and they've seen not hundreds, but they've seen thousands. Multiply thousands come to the Lord in the last 13 years they've been doing that, something like that. Their grandpa was one of the best preachers you ever hear. Never forget that one revival we preached with Brother Rex. He was 93 at the 6 Mile Methodist, and I'd get up and I'd preach my heart out, and it'd be all right. But he'd get up and talk for about 2 minutes, and they just come run to the altar. I said that to say we're blessed people tonight. We're blessed. There's a lot of people in this world that may only have one opportunity to hear the gospel and accept the gospel. But we were taken to church. Some of you might not have been, but I promise you, everybody here has heard the gospel more than once. And there's people only hear it one time in their life, and possibly. So we ought to be thankful for the way God has blessed us. And I'm like Brother Chris, the people that He's blessed us with. Because, by the way, we're in this thing together. None of us, there's not a one of us that's an island. We're not made to sit out by ourselves. We need each other. And how good and pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. The last phrase of that, Mike, he said, for there the Lord hath commanded the blessing. Where's the blessing? It's when God's people unite for the cause of Jesus Christ. Amen. This is the part of the home.
Good night.